Okay, the afternoon is reaching out to those who experience loss. This topic is designed to be looking at if you know of someone that has experienced loss, how do we reach out to them? How do we, what do we do? What are some things we do? What are some things we shouldn't do? I'll be sharing some personal experiences and things I've heard from others. And so I might be fairly blunt. Please don't take offense. Just hear me out. Reaching out to those who experience loss. When someone is born, we rejoice. When someone gets married, we celebrate. When someone dies or someone experiences loss, we pretend that nothing has happened. Why? Now, in our circles, when we do fairly well, when someone experiences loss, we can provide meals and do things. But we ignore what has actually taken place and how someone is doing. They might cry. We get uncomfortable and don't know what to do. So it'd just be better to ignore it and not put myself in an uncomfortable position. Another quote that is made sometimes, I'd love to help, but I just don't know what to do or say. Grieving is a personal journey, but calls for interpersonal connection. What is happening with people in our churches in their grief? Do they get the help they need? Or are they left to themselves after time and they get lonely? Do they know where to go or what to do with this pain of loss? Somebody shared with me that the question was asked to a group of people, how many of you get the care they need from their churches in their time of grief? The result was, by and large, the majority did not. Now, I'm guessing, as far as the physical part, the meals and the help and that type of thing, that probably happened. We're pretty good with that, and I'm not trying to downplay that at all. That's important. But what about the emotional needs? Are the emotional needs being met? So if you're here today because you have a desire to reach out, I want to say God bless you for that. Don't let go of that vision. Don't let go of that goal. I'm excited about that. That people are interested in reaching out to those that have experienced loss, those that are hurting. What about caring about the emotional pain and trauma that someone is in? And that's what I want to focus on this afternoon. I want to look more in the emotional part of it. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. This is not a matter of the head, but of the heart. There's so many things. We know these things in our head. But what about here? What about our heart? This is kind of a humorous statement, but I use it fairly often. I said the furthest 18 inches is from here to here. We can know the stuff here, but to actually get it here is the difficult part. So remember, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. This is not a matter of the head, but of the heart. And remember, as we looked at this morning, grieving is an unpredictable journey. You can't predict how it's going to go. You never know for sure. Looking at some principles for comforting those experiencing grief. The first one I'd like to look at is be there. Be physically present. Now, this is more important than words. Don't think that they need time to heal, so you'll stay away and you'll go there later. Remember, they need you. Friends are important, especially the ones that care. Be ready to listen and only talk when necessary. But do not be overbearing. Be sensitive. Respect the boundaries of your relationship. Balance being there with giving them space. Listen carefully, and as you listen closely, you'll hear if they want space or if they need you. Don't go with preconceived ideas of what you're going to do. Be willing to run errands for them, not only over the time of the loss or the funeral. I read one place where it says telephones are made to use. A call can mean so much. That's one I'd really have to work on. I'm not one to call quickly. A card in the mail can mean so much. Lend your support as much and often as needed. Don't just say, call me if you need me. They'll probably never call. Just keep checking with them to see if you can do anything. Let them know you are with them. Encourage them with the fact that they will survive, even if it feels like they might not. Caring, but that statement isn't going to mean a whole lot unless they know you really care. Listen. Mentioned about this one a little earlier, or alluded to it. Listen. That is more important than talking. Practice simple listening skills such as maintaining eye contact, leaning forward, nodding your head in understanding, grunt, moan, groan. In silence, it gives an unspoken message to the one grieving that says, I'm here, I'm with you. I might not know what to say, but I'm going to hang in there as best as I can. That message will be remembered long after the words are forgotten. But I see a problem. And the problem is most people aren't comfortable with silence or with tears. It was actually a journey for me to be silent. Some of you that know me well know that I talk a lot. And I guess you do talk a lot when your daughter comes up and tells you, Dad, you like talking, don't you? But to listen is important. Keep listening, and even if you hear the same story over and over, grieving people need to talk. Maybe better said would be grieving people need to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. I think you get the message. Keep encouraging them to keep talking. Don't tell them, well, you've told me that before. Or if they apologize for saying the same story, tell them it's okay. That's actually a favorite phrase of mine, and that is saying it's okay. Keep talking. I love to hear you share. Questions should be helpful, not just inquisitive. Let the grieving one determine what details to share. Don't try to explain things away. Don't try to come up with answers. Words are very powerful. They will hurt or they will comfort. Choose your words carefully if you need to say something. When you ask someone, "How are you doing?" Don't take their first answer. Because most of us will answer with "fine," which isn't necessarily a lie, just means feelings inside not expressed. But ask him, how are you really doing? Because that tells the person that you really want to know.